This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Workplace wellness programs are on the rise. Yesterday, WPR looked at how effective those programs are. And today, Shemaine Mills reports the largest such program is for state employees.
Plenty of us already struggle with eating right or exercising, so it may not be surprising that lots of employees don't take advantage of workplace wellness programs. Some programs boast of having 70% or higher participation, while Wisconsin, which is offered to state and local employees, failed to muster even half that. Participation has been going up since the state started the effort in 2014, but not enough, says Deputy Insurance Commissioner J.P. Wyske.
And we haven't gotten great participation as yet. We're at about 28%. So that's something that I think that we as a state need to focus on as an employer.
The state employee health plan tries to boost participation in its workplace wellness program by offering $150. One requirement is to complete an online health survey. Sarah Bradley manages wellness initiatives for the state health program. She says before they made changes, there were complaints the online surveys were complicated and too long.
Some people couldn't tell when it ended, and they felt like it went on and on and on.
Others couldn't find the website or didn't know how to log on. In an effort to make it easier for participants and control marketing, the state went with one company instead of having health insurers offer their own wellness incentives.
So with StayWell now being the single administrator, they have short and easy health survey, takes less than 10 minutes. It's available on a mobile device.
That's just the first step. Participants also have to get a health screening. And this is where some draw the line. They don't want to reveal personal health data. Bradley says a U.S. law known for short as HIPAA safeguards medical information.
It is very personal information, but it is information that's protected by HIPAA. That is one of the areas we've been trying to be more transparent in communicating with our participants, is that it is protected health information.
She says the information that's shared with the group insurance board is aggregate. No names are included or identifying characteristics. Even if people are willing to get a health screening, they may find it inconvenient to go to a location outside their office. Bradley says they're trying to change that.
If someone can go down from the office, get their blood draw, have their blood pressure checked in less than a 20-minute appointment, and within a few days go back into the portal and redeem their incentive, that's a much nicer experience for the participant than not really knowing when they've met the requirements and when their incentive's going to show up.
The incentive money is a means to an end. It's intended to give employees information about their health that will get them to act, control high blood pressure, lose weight, or tackle some other health problem. And it's unclear whether the StayWell program has saved the state money on insurance. Justin Sidner has studied wellness programs. He's an associate professor at the Wisconsin School of Business.
It really looks like using monetary incentives to kickstart habits is really not very effective for most people. The problem really doesn't boil down to that initial motivation and getting started. The problem is really finding a way to keep motivation day in and day out.
This is where the rubber meets the road, and employers are trying hard to drive workers in a healthy direction at a time obesity and weight-related diseases are on the rise. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.